I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile. I'm mining frequency. I am the whole.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Intuned Instrument. Oh my God, the energy that I'm feeling right now is crazy. Actually, I want to introduce you to somebody who is, I can't really say enough about her. I'm going to tell her a little bit about like how I even like got to know her and stuff. She's going to learn this when you do, the exact same time, all right? Because I like transparency. I like y'all seeing
connections
being made. But one half of Twin Flame Revolution, Nicole Peretti, is on the Intune Instrument right now. Nicole!
What's
up? How you feeling?
Oh my God, I'm so pumped up. I had such like a big breakthrough today in my life. I'm a masculine side, and so I'm feeling pretty badass right now. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling like, you know, the great protector, the guardian, and the warrior of the planet, you know?
Hey, I have to say, I had an amazing breakthrough today, too. Actually, more on the feminine side for me. So,
look at that. Ooh, we are making a good long pact right now. That's what you call balance, baby.
You know? Exactly. I'm all about balance. So, tell me, I mean, if you don't mind talking a little bit about it, it's up to you. I can tell you a little bit about what I had a little breakthrough about today.
Absolutely. I would love to share it with you.
Sure, go ahead.
So I do work with a Qigong master. His name is David Boudry. This guy is like, he's a samurai warrior, and he's so connected to the earth and also like the galactic, you know, realms. And we were doing this beautiful breathing technique today, and I was really surrendering like the parts of me that, you know, sabotage as protection for like the growth that I'm having in my personal life with my wife and with our business. The expansion so big that there's this piece that like keeps trying to pull me back from having that success. And so I saw myself as this frail old man when we were doing this breathing exercise, this skinny old man smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I was like smoking a cigarette, and I was like hunched over, like choking, and like just, and I was like, I'm ready to say bye to you. I'm ready to say bye to you. And I kept hearing like, you're the protector of this planet. You are the guardian, you are the warrior. And I felt into that energy, and I broke in the breathing exercise. Like I hit this place where I felt my ego just stepped aside for a moment. I felt that deep connection with my strength and my power. And I felt all the love that I have for humanity and the planet and everything that lives on it. And for that matter, for the multiverse. And I realized that me being in my full epic strength was going to, it's going to be paramount. You know, I'm this lighthouse that has a voice, you know, putting out music, vibration. People feel that. So the more I shift inside, whoo, we transfer that. So I'm feeling really good right now.
Hey, just like you said, it's the vibration. People can feel that, right? Like I can feel that energy coming through the screen on me right now. Now I know you guys can't see her. I'm sorry, but I can. And the energy coming through is crazy. And I already know that you guys are going to be feeling it too, because it comes through the microphone. So I already know, like, you are such a lighthouse. And you've helped so many people, especially with your YouTube channel that you may never meet. But you helped me and you met me, and I'm going to tell you about it.
I'm so willing and open to receive this story. I'm actually highly excited right now. Yes.
So how did I meet, or how did you come into my view, right? So this was actually, I was living in Arizona, and I had this like major spiritual awakening. I actually woke up one day and like I heard the voice wake up in my ears. And I just started writing this song that ended up becoming Experience 369. But in that moment, it was like my whole body and my whole energy and everything cracked open and shifted. And I could not be the person that I was before. Like just a month before, I had won like awards. I just walked across stage for marketing awards for making a bunch of money. And I like within 2 months of that, I sold everything that I owned and started nomading. Actually, it was a decision I had. It was one day I woke up and I was like, I'm gonna be gone tomorrow. And within 24 hours, I just like gave stuff away. I sold stuff. I actually had like $80,000 worth of product in my garage that I just gave my landlord to sell. And I was out. I was gone. And I started this crazy journey of just seeing the countryside, and purely by signs and synchronicities. I had no clue where I was going. I just knew that I had to go there. And I did not know why. But in this time period, I started going into YouTube and I started watching specific things about star seeds, twin flames, stuff like that. And out of all of the people that would pop up, because I'm really big on feeling people's energy, it was you and Dove that I was like, oh, I can listen to them. The other people, I can't listen to them because like something in my soul would just like get irked. But as soon as you all start, I was like, I can listen to them. And when I was nomading, and there were some times where, because I actually cut off every contract that I had before with old clients, there were some times where I was like, I don't even know where my next dollar's coming from. And I was just like going through it. And some old client would just call and be like, hey, invoice me $1,000 because of that last job you did for me. But one of the things that actually kept me grounded was watching your YouTube videos. Whenever something would come out, I was watching it and I was just going through and I was just like, oh my God, they're amazing. And so when one of my friends who also hosts a podcast, when he invited everyone to connect through YouTube, and you commented on it, and I was just like, what?
I love it.
How's that connection? And then from there, I was just like, yo, you know what? I instantly, when you commented, I was like, I got the download. I was like, ask her about unconditional. Ask her if you can use them speaking on unconditional. And I was just like, okay. So I asked, and you were like, yeah. I was like, but here's the crazy thing also, is because there was someone else commenting on that post too. And we had been friends for like a year on, actually right when I sold everything and started nomading was when we first became friends on Facebook. And we didn't really talk too much. It was just occasional. But that person also was just like, oh my goodness. And that we were all talking together, and come to find out, she's now my wife.
Yes.
3 months later.
Wow.
So I think it was very interesting how I connected with the person who gives guidance for twin flame unions, and I met,
and then I serenaded that partner. I serenaded that together. I was present for that.
So I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do, because I know that a lot of times getting up and going, being on camera and making these YouTube videos, because I used to do that for marketing. Sometimes you're like, are they really listening? And sometimes you go through specific time periods where, you know, there's so much energy that you're transmuting and it's like, I don't really want to make that video. But then I would see, you know, you all would make the videos anyway and actually explain that you were going through it. And I was just like, I like them. They're awesome. And so I just want to thank you doing that. Because it really is very, I can't even say valuable. It's invaluable. It's you can't put a price tag on someone who's like that. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. My heart is swole right now. I take in all the love, and I appreciate that so much. You know, it is hard to be a leader, especially in a time right now, to show up. And it's like my heart just has this like mission and purpose to, you know, to share the hope and the faith that, you know, I've had my whole life since I was little, even going through all the things I went through in my life. And, you know, I always was held, like when you talked about, you know, selling everything, and everything was still handed to you, even when you didn't know when your next, you know, like that's what we did when we moved to Florida from New York. I was like, we're going on mission. We're starting a business. And Dove left her law, you know, career. And I left my business in Midtown, and we were doing pretty good. And we didn't know when we were going to eat. Like we really didn't have money, and we were like maxing out credit cards. And it just, you know, as soon as I tried to switch you know, gears and go, you know what, I'll get a different job. You know, I'll just do the 9 to 5 and kind of make some money while, you know, I'm on Mish. You know, Source Creator pulled through for me and the business just started to expand. It was like, no, you ain't doing that. You staying right where you are. Stay in your bodega. And, you know, it just constantly flows now, you know, as much as I give, it comes back and it's really beautiful. And yeah.
Yeah, it really is it's such a mindset shift when you experience spirit that way, when you literally are just like, I don't know where my next meal is coming from. And it always comes. Yes. Always sometimes from the weirdest places, too. It's like,
absolutely.
And it's just, I salute you, ma'am.
Well, I salute you as well. And congratulations on your wedding and your beautiful bride and all of the things that you're achieving and doing right now that are so aligned with your soul. And that's so important, including, mm-hmm. including your amazing, fantastic music that is shifting the planet. Like, it is just, oh, I vibe with it. I love it. And I thank you for giving us that, for giving us your voice and your art and creativity and and your spirit.
I appreciate that. I really do. This is my passion. I tell people I am music. So if I'm not making music, it's not a good day.
I'm the same way. If I don't sing in a day, I'm not feeling all that well. It's like part of my spiritual practice to get on the mic and just sing, you know, definitely. Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little more. Your music, music. Tell me a little bit about the direction and how you've gotten to where you are now.
Well, you know, what's interesting is me and my father are making TikTok videos now dancing. And I was reminded of this man that used to put his vinyl on and listen to Motown. You know, this Italian American dude who just loved Motown. And, you know, and then I'd go into rap and hip hop and it just moved me. The rhythm and being able to take lyrics and speak them really fast and the energy behind it. And I realized that there was so much power, not only in music, but in this, the message and everything. I think when I first started doing music, when I was younger, it was my way to deal with all the, you know, all the trauma and all the pain I was going through. It was a way for me to just get it out and purge. And so, you know, we started our business about 5 years ago and I was doing a little bit of music and some light language. If you don't know what light language is or speaking in tongues, it's just this angelic, really different language that is so high vibration that you don't know what I'm saying, but you feeling what I'm saying. And it does stuff to the body and to, mm-hmm. you know, shifting energy. Sometimes I'll clear negative energy or, you know, upgrade energy just through what comes through me. And I'm just, you know, I love you. Said this is in tune. Like I'm being like, I'm an, like in attunement, you know, and the tone and the different things. So I was doing it as, you know, on the side, cause it was a passion of mine. And then I started to realize like, wait a second, this goes really well with our business. This could just be like right side by side with it. And, I started creating, no one knows it yet, but I started creating my first album and that's popping off 2021. It's not done. It's not done yet. So it's the first time I'm going public right now, mom. My mom thinks I'm famous. She's so cute. She's like, you're kind of famous. And I'm like, mom, I'm good. I'm trying to be humble. But yeah, this album is so dope. It talks about twin flame in one of the songs, like twin flames. It's connected to, how I feel about my wife. It's kind of sexy. And then there's other songs, really talking about like the breakdown that we go through, for the breakthrough. And, there's so much on there that some of the lyrics I wrote a long time ago and it pulled them back. And then a lot of the songs I just wrote, cause I was so inspired to create this. And so many people are like, you need to come out with an album. And I really was just like, it seems so far off in the distance. And then, another amazing artist was like, you know, when's your album coming out? And I want to be on it. And she just like sparked something in my heart. And I was like, I'm doing it. And then it was done. It was like, it was starting to percolate. And so I'm really excited.
I am too. I can't wait to hear it. I'm just seeing some of your performances like on Instagram and YouTube with music, and your light language songs are amazing. you can feel it just working through your soul. Yeah. So I'm really excited. I have a quick question, because a lot of people, they like to know, like, what's your process when coming up with a concept for a song or writing a song? What's kind of the process that you go through?
So I normally used to write the lyrics before. Like, I would just sit and pray and start to write. And then I would just pick a beat to go with it. And then that's when I would start creating hooks or some of the different singing portions of my song. Recently, though, I got some really amazing beats and I just put my headset on and I just was vibing. And I wrote a whole song by just listening to the music. And I would just like say something and go, nah, that sounded stupid. And then go back and erase it and come back and say something else. And I wrote like a whole song that way, which was exciting. Cause I was like, I think I may use that more often. Cause it's like all in the moment, feeling the music. But I like doing both ways.
Nice. Yeah. I'm similar to the second way you described. It's just like, and both ways are amazing. My mentor, one of his ways is actually doing it a cappella first, so that if you can make somebody feel it with no music, think about what they're gonna feel with the music.
That's very, very true.
So they're both amazing techniques, and the fact that you can actually do both.
Yeah. I'm bi, baby. I'm bi.
There you go. So also tell me, like, what are some artists that you're listening to right now?
I still listen to old stuff, you know, but I listen to Meg Myers. I still listen to like Linkin Park. There's some music that I'm not totally, I don't want to dog anyone right now. I'm not actually going to say who the artist name is now that I'm saying this. You know, sometimes some of the music and the lyrics are so like death culture that it's like, you're such a great artist. I love the music. I love, you know, the way it sounds and what they're saying actually pulls me down and makes me feel so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so I have to stop myself from listening, to it. But what's interesting is I was thinking about some of the artists where I love their voice, like Little Peep, and thinking about how he OD'd. And you know, it's hard. There's a lot of artists I listen to that are not with us right now because of either overdoses or, you know, kind of gang related things, and so freaking talented. Juice WRLD, such a talented artist. It breaks my heart. I think that's another reason why I'm doing music, is because, you know, that conscious piece of being a conscious musician, like really, oh man, like thinking about what it is that I am speaking into existence in front of people, like what's the message that I want to give. And there's a lot of artists out there really hooked on drugs, and, you know, people are afraid to extend their hands out because it's such a part of, you know, some of the culture is to party your, you know, your ass off. It's like, what would you do if you get clean? And, you know, it might not be so sexy. But you're seeing a lot of kids destroying themselves, and my heart's like wanting to really talk about that. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I just went off on a tangent. I'm just
it was very relatable content. It was a good tangent. And it actually brings me to like one of my missions with music also is you know, because everything is frequency and basically everything is music. And so the music that we put out, the music that we're listening to is actually creating stuff in our lives. And to be able to give a choice of the type of music that we want to take in, the type of vibration that we want to be in to create in our lives, I think that's really important. And I think that's something that I see you doing with your music. And I just can't wait to see so many more. There are actually a lot of artists right now that are doing that. And it's just great to see. It's really
great. I love it. It makes me so happy that more and more people are doing this kind of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I don't want to keep you too long. I usually keep podcasts short and sweet because
I love it.
If I do it longer, I won't watch. I won't listen to
it. Like, I understand people's attention spans. I was in marketing. I totally understand. The attention span is about 2.5 seconds, and then you are off.
You know what's really funny? You can actually use that in the reverse, because I've used it where I put the important stuff after 8 seconds. That way the people who don't need to see it, don't see it.
I love it. I'm not gonna lie. There has been many a time where I was like, you're gonna wanna watch this video through because the yummy, yummy, yummy in your tummy's at the end. I'm like, so get your ass. And they probably go to that. You know that like someone like me, sometimes I don't like to watch a full video. I would definitely fast forward to the end and see it. Like, is it really yummy, yummy in the back?
Yep. You were marketing to me. Oh, no.
I love it.
But yeah, tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can.
Yeah, definitely. So my email is not my email. My website is twinflamerevolution.com. We're on YouTube, Facebook. If you guys haven't used Clubhouse, Clubhouse is really cool. The only problem with that is you have to have an iPhone, but it's really interesting. And my personal IG is a good place because I'm going to be putting more music stuff on there. And that's Nicole_Peretti.
Nice, nice, nice. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Being an Intune Instrument.
I enjoyed this.
And being on the Intune Instrument.
I love it.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. This was an amazing episode. Could you imagine? We literally just pressed play and just started talking, for real.
Yes, we did. We had no idea. I didn't know where we were going, but we went. We did.
You know, yeah, I love intuition. So next episode on the Into Instrument is going to be another amazing guest. See you then. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an Intune instrument in your city? Shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and rep this show.